Since the Mosquito Lake School closed a few years ago, residents have used the building as a community center. They formed a nonprofit to administer the building. Julie Korsmeyer is president of the board.
We create lots of community events up there because we feel that this is the only place where we all can get together in the Upper Valley.
There is a yoga class on Tuesdays, as well as lots of games for kids that morning. A game night happens the first Saturday of every month. The center is available for rent, and it has hosted weddings and birthdays. Volunteers have hosted an art camp for kids. There is a commercial kitchen and a 6,000 square feet community garden. Resident Erica Merklin is working towards establishing the center as a food hub.
We are working with the Salvation Army. They do their distributions in the Upper Valley on the third Thursdays at the community center. And we're also working towards a partnership with the Southeast Alaska Food Bank.
Merklin says she is also working in partnership with a community garden in Klokwan. She says a tool library is also in the works. Residents will be able to borrow a log splitter and a walking tractor with multiple attachments. To celebrate all this activity, the center's volunteers are hosting an art exhibit on Saturday. Merklin hopes to get many artists to enter their work.
We try to encourage everyone to participate, and our focus is really on trying to bring people together and help each individual feel connected to their community.
Merklin says they are casting a wide net, with entries coming from the border and from the end of the Chilkat Peninsula. Korsmeyer says just the food will be worth coming for.
We're going to be connected to the local food challenge that's going on. So we've asked a lot of volunteers to make beautiful hors d'oeuvres based on locally sourced food.
Korsmeyer says she hopes to make the event a yearly thing.
A lot of artists have no venue to really show the work that they've been doing. And there's many great artists in this community. We're going to have drinks and food and music. So come on up, everybody.
She says artists wanting to show their work should contact her. The exhibit is on Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. A shuttle from town will be available, leaving the Starvin Marvin Garden behind the Aspen Hotel at 3:15 and returning at 8. For KHNS, I'm Alan DePermanil.